Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have another amazing female artist. She was a holdover from season 5, Season of the Woman. We try to get her on, but we just ran out of time. Before we get to her, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate or know someone who does, TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com is the place to go where we find you the perfect real estate agent in all 50 states. It's a free service that costs you absolutely nothing, and when escrow closes, we give 10% of the proceeds to something called the Actors Fund, TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com. Now today on Actors2020Podcast.com, we have... She's a young professional artist. She's in the music. She's in the modeling. She's in the acting. She's also a mental wellness advocate. Her name is McKenna Camille. And why don't we just get her on the phone right now and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, McKenna.
Hi, yes.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So your name is McKenna Camille. Is that your name?
Yes, McKenna Camille.
Where does the Lee come in? When you did that bit with Dylan, the credit said McKenna Lee. It was a very good bit, by the way. You're a good actress.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Lee is my last name. I used to go by that before I really got into entertainment industry, but I just go by my first name now.
Oh, okay. Hey, so where are you right now? Are you in Atlanta?
No, I'm in actually Oregon.
Oregon? Okay.
Yeah.
You're in Oregon, a small town-ish,
yes.
But you want to
yes.
be a big star. So you kind of want the best of both worlds, right?
100%.
That's the Hannah Montana song that inspires you, right?
Yes. I mean, it was my jam when I was 6. Still is, honestly.
So you're in Oregon, right where you grew up. So you're out there on a lake. You have a house on a lake or near a lake?
Yep. I'm at my house, my family home on the lake. Been in my family for, I think, 100 years now.
Wow. Hey, so I noticed on your Instagram, you had a couple of cats. Do you have more than one cat or?
Yes, I have 4.
I love cats. So you have 4 of them. What are their names?
I have Fudge, Queso, Yo-Yo, and Della.
How did Yo-Yo get their name? How'd you figure that one out?
My dad and I, we picked her up. We've rescued all of our cats except for one. We picked her up. My dad and I were in the car and we got in an argument. I was like 6 about what the cat was going to be named. And he said Pumpkin. And I had like an obsession with yo-yos at the time. I just said, no, it's Yo-Yo. And that was the end of it.
Is your hair still long right now? Because of one of your pictures. I mean, you have some long pigtails. I mean, they were like long.
I know. I have very long hair.
Well, you know, you could cut 14 inches of it off and give it to Lux of Love.
I know. I'm planning on when I do cut my hair, I'm planning on donating it, but I can't
awesome.
Cut my hair because of like my agent and everyone wants me to keep it long.
When people do like a little bits or they do their own stories, it comes from something out of reality. I notice you're doing a lot of stuff about gluten and then you say, my aunt wants me to eat all this and keep me thin. Is that so? That's all true, right?
Yes. Oh my God. I honestly wish it wasn't true, but I do a lot of like food allergy reels and stuff and about my uncomfortable family situations. But yeah, they're unfortunately all true.
So you just decided let's just make fun of it. Let's just go with it, right?
I mean, you know, I was like, why not? Let's just try it. And then it blew up and I was like, oh no. And then I was like, now I have to keep doing it.
Right. So you didn't start your career till you were like in high school, but it sounded like you grew up in the industry. Is somebody else in your family an artist or something?
No, I've been in theater almost my whole life. I've known what I've wanted to do since I was 3. So I've been like thinking about it my whole life, but I didn't really get super serious with it until high school.
Okay. So, you were in musical theater in the drama department?
Yes. I was very big in directing, acting, singing, all of it. I was obsessed.
Right. Did you do musical theater?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it looks like it. You playing that one bit where you have to create a character out of nowhere. And that's hard to do. I'm like watching you going, I could never do that. And just kind of do it and make it seem real. That's tough. That's like, I mean, you could probably walk right onto a sitcom set and just be there right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've had intense training, so.
And also when it comes to just a basic scene, you can tell the people that have theater experience because even though they're doing nothing, they're present in the scene. And some other actors are sitting there waiting for them to stop talking so they can say their line and it doesn't mesh. So how did all the music come about to make you want to put a song out there?
God, honestly, I've always loved singing, obviously, because of Hannah Montana. It was always something I was too scared of doing, so I never really thought about doing it until I was successful. And then I went to a competition in New York for acting, and my agency signed me up for modeling and singing as well, because they were like, why not? And I was like, well, that's great. So then I met my producer there, and then we started working. So it was really like a fluke thing.
So you went to school in Oregon, and then you went to NYU, and then you came back to Oregon, or?
Just finished my freshman year at NYU, but I did it from home.
Yeah.
I was here so I could go back and forth between California to record stuff, so it was a lot easier.
Right, so you're looking to do an EP, and I think an EP is something like where you do 4 to 6 songs, but then but you're going to do a single first, and the name of that's called Bad One?
Yes.
So what's Bad One about?
I started it with the intention of it being about a really sucky situation that I went through in high school.
Right.
And it evolved into a song about how that situation caused me to have so much anxiety. So it kind of evolved into like a song about mental illness and losing friends and bullying and stuff like that. I really like to say, when people ask me that, I like to say it can be about whatever you want it to be about.
That's true.
Because I think that is true.
No, it is. Like, some people write a book and they say, oh, I love that book you wrote about, blah, blah, blah. You're like, that's not what I wrote.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got out of it.
Right.
So basically it was a long therapy session and you're sharing it with us.
Yep.
That's great. Is that finished? Do you have that song?
Yeah.
And where could they go and find that?
They can find it everywhere.
Okay. And we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of it for you right now.
She don't want to talk to me no more. No. My friends are all going out as I'm staring at my floor. I don't care though. I'm not careful. They avoid me like a scarecrow.
So on Instagram, your handle is McKennelly. How's that sound?
It's McKennelly, but without an N. So it's McKennelly.
Right. Awesome. If you want more information, definitely go check her out there. Where else can they find you? Do you have a website?
I have a website. It's McKennaCamille.com. I just started TikTok. So if you wanted to look there, you definitely could. It's the same as my Instagram handle. I don't promise that it is the best content that I've ever made.
It's good. I actually watched it. It was cute. I was watching it last night. Everyone's attention span is so short. So it's good that they're quick little clips. But I don't know how you do all the video, how you make it upside down or put the stuff in there. I'm like, that's a lot of work, I bet.
Yeah, you get the hang of it.
So you have some merchandise, and you have a t-shirt, and you have a hoodie, and it says free black male with purchase. So if somebody purchased one of those, does like Kevin Hart or Jamie Foxx show up on their doorstep? Oh, wait a minute. M-A-I-L. Sorry, I got that wrong. My bad.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's really just like a note to my past self. I was severely bullied throughout my entire life, pretty much. I just like, blackmail is like a really big thing in elementary and middle school and high school. It was really just like you can purchase gossip from me. With your purchase, you get free blackmail, and I'll go blackmail someone for you, which is like the whole video theme. Yeah, I don't know if that made sense, but that's the answer.
Okay, now I get it. That's kind of what I thought. You explained it a lot better. That was pretty funny. How old are you right now? 19?
I'll be 19 when this comes out. My birthday is the 27th of June.
Are you going to be going to NYU until you're like you're 21?
I'm actually graduating early. I'll be 20.
Awesome. So at 21, what do you think your life's going to be?
I'm hoping I will be in LA working my butt off, because that's what I like to do. I like to be busy. So I'm going to say working my butt off in LA.
Come to LA, get a place with a bunch of young people and figure it out, right?
Yep. That's pretty much my plan. So
that's a good plan. So is your family supportive of everything you're doing?
Yeah, I'm sure they were a little skeptical when I was, hey, I'm going to go do this. And they were like, oh, great. But now they're very supportive. You know, I was planning on playing basketball in high school, but I got injured, so I couldn't. And I got involved in theater, and my dad was so sad. But then he started going to my performances and realized it was basically the same thing. And so now he's like so excited about it. He loves it.
Just based on your experience, what advice would you have for someone trying to get into this business, whether it's acting, singing, modeling?
If everyone is telling you not to do it, you should definitely do it. That is exactly what you need to do, because I had a lot of people tell me that there was no way that I was going to be able to do anything. Then I went away for the summer and won a bunch of awards. Now I'm putting out a song. So I think my best advice is just to do it. Don't listen to everybody. Just go ahead and do what you want to do, because that's the only way it's going to get done, is if you just do it. Start now. There's no reason you should start tomorrow. tomorrow or later. Don't listen to anybody and just do what you want to do, because I don't know why you wouldn't do what you want to do.
Right. So she says something very important right there. She said, start now. Time's going to go by. Whether you do it or not, you might as well start now. I like that. That's actually very simple. Start now. You should put that on your t-shirt. Start now.
I really should. Yeah.
Hey, so you said you won some awards. What kind of awards did you win?
I've won a lot of acting awards at a couple competitions that I've done, just like cold reading awards, headshot award. I was one of the junior actresses of the year at a competition I was in, various acting awards.
Right. If somebody called right now and offered you a part on a sitcom that interfered with your college, would you put college on hold and take that job?
Yes, I would 100% take the job. I am going to college to help my career, so it wouldn't make sense for me not to. And everyone is very aware that I'm at college to help my career and because I want to train more. And the training is for the job, so why would I not take the job, you know?
Right. So you're all graduated with college. You're almost 21. You're in your car. You're coming out to LA, and you're going to spend like 21, 22, 23, 24, 20. You're going to be out here hustling and just living your young life in your early 20s out here in LA, right?
I'm planning to be in LA for a good portion of my life. I still definitely want to come back home because I really love it here in the summer. But in the winter, we'll not be here.
Exactly. The weather's awesome here.
Yeah, no way I'll be home. So,
all right. Thank you, McKenna, for being on my show. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day up there in Oregon to be on my show and enlighten my guests. I'm sure someone's sitting there listening who is maybe just going to give up, or somebody who didn't start. They heard what you said, start now, or they were going to quit. And they're like, wow, check this girl out. She's from Oregon and she's doing it. So if she can do it, I can do it too. So thank you so much for enlightening my audience.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really loved it.
All right. Well, you take care and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
That wraps up this episode of Actors2020Podcast.com. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye. Take us out, McKenna, with a bad one.
again. It's so stupid, but I'm over it, so.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please hang up and try your call again later. Thank you.